For everybody listening, my name's Carl Humes. I'm here in the Fort Worth area, actually Burleson area of Texas. Got a small commercial roofing company going, Hometown Commercial Roofing, and been a member of Choice Roof Group for almost a year now. November will be a year. That's pretty much a good introduction. What you got for me, Jonathan?
Okay. Well, why don't you tell us about when you decided to make a change and when you first reached out to us?
Okay. I was doing nothing but residential re-roofs, dealing with the insurance companies. A few of them were customers calling me just wanting roofs and repairs and things of that nature. And then I had started probably, I think it was in May, just about 6 months before that. Everything was going good. We had a small storm and everything was going good all the way up to, I guess, the end of August, about the 1st of September. And things just started really slowing down, and I had a few friends who were in the roofing business, and every time I talked to them, they were telling me how good things were going, and you know how they were just slammed and had so much business. And every one of them that told me that I had talked to, it was all commercial work. You know, they had some residential, but they were mostly doing commercial to stay busy. And I felt the need to kind of shift gears and get something that was going to keep me busy, so I wasn't, you know, dependent upon a storm or something like that to keep going when I first started. So I started trying to find avenues of commercial roof training, and there really wasn't a whole lot of anything out there. And I found Choice Roof Group and started talking with you about it, Jonathan, and decided to come to the MR training, and been going strong since.
Awesome. Well, you know, when you came out to the training, obviously it was more than just coming to learn stuff and get a certificate. What was it like meeting, I know Phil Helmuth was there, some other guys that, you know, found us online or were told by one of the other members about what we've got going on. What was it like kind of getting to meet us and just spending time for us for that evening and the next day?
I really enjoyed it. At first, I kind of had my guard up because I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know, you know, where this was going and what kind of people I was actually getting involved with, and all my past experience, you know, when I was able to try to reach out and get some commercial work, I would contact other roofers that I knew and try to get some advice and things of that nature. Pretty much all they ever wanted to do was just, you know, come in and take the job from me and, you know, offer me some pennies on the dollar, and no real connection there, no real like a hand up or something, just wanted to kind of come in and steal the job more or less. And so I didn't really know what to expect, and after meeting a few of the guys and talking with everybody was just real open and had a lot of advice and knowledge and different things to offer. I was really impressed and really shocked, actually.
Awesome. So what was it like when you got back home? You know, getting started, obviously you have to drum up business. You know, you don't just learn how to do something and everybody lines up to be your first customer. Did you have any advantages or like, what was it like starting out?
Well, yeah, I mean, because it gave me the confidence boost that I needed, I guess. It was Prior to that, I didn't have any commercial experience. I'd never even been on top of a commercial roof. Didn't know a TPO from an EPDM. I didn't know a standing seam from an R panel or a U panel. It was just a metal roof or a flat roof or whatever it was. I didn't even know the differences in them. And it really just gave me the confidence boost and a little bit of working knowledge that I took away from the MR system, knowing that, you know, I may not know all these other things, but I know this system now, and I can offer you this system. And it was an avenue to start pursuing and talking to commercial property owners, general contractors, and different people. I actually had some kind of base knowledge to work with, and I knew that, you know, I had Sam and you and the other members in the group that I could call if I had questions or run into some problems or whatever. So it really gave me that good confidence boost to go out and start doing it. And then I went out and, boy, at first when I came back, I kind of was a little bit slow on getting started because I had some residential stuff and I wanted to do that and get some money, a little bit of money put up to go on a new venture with. And then, you know, as soon as spring came around, I really just started going out, networking and talking to people, and started landing a few jobs.
Great. Well, why don't you tell us some of the highlights or good? Oh, was that you, Carl? Oh, I didn't know if you were about to say something. Oh, okay.
Oh,
sorry.
I was also going to say that when I came when I came back, I had also went ahead and changed my company name, which was, you know, it was a Hometown Roofing and Construction, more geared towards, you know, residential remodels and whatever homeowners needed. And I changed the name and filed an LLC and changed it into Hometown Commercial Roofing, which a lot of people was telling me not to do because it was going to scare off my residential customers, because I was now saying I was a commercial roofing contractor instead of a residential remodeler / roofer.
Right. So can you talk about like some of the other changes you did there at the beginning? Like, I mean, how did you approach the commercial market differently, like with the materials or samples or the way you talked or the proposals? Like, what were some of the big things that you had to change to actually make this thing work? Like, especially work so well in your first, not even full year, like first 10 months.
Well, some of the immediate things I had to do was I had to, you know, I had to change my company logo, and I filed the LLC so that I would have the corporation. And I had to get a larger insurance policy, and I started dressing different, more of slacks, dress shoes, long sleeve, button up shirts, company name, logo, and everything on it. I really just changed I looked more professional, and had more of a belief that I was more professional. You know, I changed up my contracts, switched up my email. I went ahead and got a good website that you've done a fabulous job on, and started. Basically, the main thing I was doing was trying to make myself look and appear more successful and maybe even a little bit larger than what I actually was, like getting 1-800 numbers and different things of that nature.
Perfect. So did you have any, like, big challenges in the last 10 months?
Oh, I've had
or anything,
several,
you know, that you had to get through?
had some pretty significant challenges. One of my largest challenges of the whole thing, ever since I decided to even start my own business, was funding and credit and money and, I started it with, I was driving a Honda Accord with a extension ladder strapped to the top of it and didn't look professional at all. I had no credit accounts. I had no credit cards. Nobody, the bank wouldn't give me any money. They wouldn't give me any credit cards. And that's starting to change now. It still hasn't really, it just hasn't been long enough time for my credit to just jump up there where I would like it to be. So, even now I'm working with a small credit account from Conklin, small credit accounts at a couple of different supply houses. And I only have one supply house, the one I very first started with, who is kind of letting me go. And, I pretty much, they don't care what I get anymore because I've paid my bills and done everything with them the whole time. So, that would be probably the biggest thing, because when you're doing stuff and you're having to pay cash for material and cash for labor, and you can only get so much money up front and doing things like that, cash flow has been a constant problem, and therefore marketing has been a constant hard to do thing because of cash flow. And that would probably be my biggest thing that I've overcome. That and just the actual initial fear of going out and talking to these big time, the way I looked at it before was, man, these guys have millions of dollars worth of properties and stuff like that. Why would they entrust me, who has basically nothing, to go out and do their roof or, do any of that stuff for them? So that was one of my biggest fears and obstacles along the way.
Gotcha. Well, as far as like going out there and cold calling, I mean, I'd really like to have the one story shared, and you know which one I'm talking about when I say the big roof. Why don't you talk about how you got in that discussion and kind of pulled him through? Where he's got, where he's
Well,
got,
I
for the
went out
for
cold
you.
calling. Do what, Jonathan?
Yeah, we can hear you.
What'd you say? Anyways, I had went out cold calling, and I hadn't been in, I don't know, probably a month at that time. I had some things come up that kind of occupied my time for a while, and hadn't been out cold calling. So I decided to go cold calling. Targeted a building close to my home. It was within a couple of miles, and it was large. So I went in and started talking. I was lucky enough that the actual owner of the business was there, and was able to get in front of him and give him my folder with my sell sheets and our value proposition letter and everything in it. Was able to talk to him and go over everything with him, and let him know a little bit about Choice Roof Group and what we could do for him. And after we got done talking, he told me to go ahead and climb up there and inspect his roof for him, that he had several leaks. He showed me where the leaks were. I spent probably, oh, about an hour and a half diagnosing his problems, from going back and forth on the roof and inside and looking at things and going over things. And this roof was, it's a little over 30,000 square foot of metal R panel. And when I got done diagnosing it and looking at it, I went and told him what his problems were. And he told me that, he had had four or five roofing companies come out and each one of them have told him different things, and they some of them had charged him to do things, and one of the problems that he had was what the last roofer had charged him money to fix, and I showed him how it was installed improperly and everything that was wrong with it, and give him the best solution I had. And when we was done, he said, you know what, go ahead and give me an estimate to fix it. I'm going to approve the repair. He said, if the repair solves my problem, he said, in about 4 or 5 months, we're going to have you come in and coat the entire roof system because we have some other leaks that are not as significant as the ones I showed you on another section of the building. He said, also, I have another property kind of across the street. It's about a 20,000 square foot building. He said, you know, once we do this one, I'm going to have you jump over there and take care of that one as well. So.
Awesome. Well, I don't actually remember you telling me about the other roofers, so I got a new question for you. How were you as a new roofer able to solve that problem all the other roofers either couldn't do in the past or were offering solutions that you knew weren't going to be adequate or not the best, not better than what you were able to do for him?
Well, that one was, it was more or less basic logic of looking at the roof and seeing that, you know, the screws were rusted out and the gaskets were gone, and there was no butyl tape in the seams, and that they installed the, you know, they left the closures out of the end of the metal on the valley gutter where it could just siphon back up underneath it. As far as really giving him a good solution to that one, I was baffled of why the other roofers couldn't and why they was doing all this stuff for him and it was nowhere near the problem. So I was more baffled of why other roofers couldn't figure it out as of why I could figure it out.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious. I didn't know if Sam helped you or how that went, but that is one of the things I've been really surprised at too, is, you know, with there being, I don't know, just usually when you have like a high money market, like only the strongest and the smartest survive, and it's almost impossible to get into it, you know, without having, you know, some kind of help or, you know, buying a business that's already established or something like that. But it just always surprises me how the commercial roofing field really lacks in professionalism, and not just, you know, with giving a, you know, a decent proposal or something like that, but even just doing the work. I know I shared this before, but I just never forgot it from last year when, or actually I guess it was this year in January, when Mike Gibson was out at the convention with us, and he said, you know, the thing that I love the most about this industry is that the profits are so great, yet the competition is terrible. And, you know, what he meant by that is not that, you know, I mean, there's a bunch of ways to look at that, but what he meant was, you know, no one is really up on their game. So there's a lot of opportunity, I think, for, you know, people that really care and, you know, they pay attention during, you know, a proper training. And you mentioned, you know, yes, or earlier today when we were on the phone, you mentioned, you know, how much the Facebook group meant to you. You want to talk a little bit about, like, how we work together online across the country?
Yes, absolutely, because I was using that today as well. And that's a very great tool that, I mean, it's just like having a wealth of resources, you know, right there to, on your phone or touch of a button, questions or concerns or maybe you have an idea of how to do something and you just want to see if there's, you know, maybe somebody else has dealt with that issue and they have a better, quicker, easier, cheaper, longer lasting resolve for that problem. And it's always good to have a, you know, a I guess, thinking outside of the box kind of view on things instead of just your own. And it's helped me out several times, run into something and not quite sure what the best approach is to it, or, you know, maybe it's something that I just don't want to mess up and I'm concerned of something on there, so I can just get on Facebook or put a post on there and get a response, or call Sam or another member and ask them, if they've dealt with that before and how they solved the issue.
Awesome. Well, I don't know if there's anything more you want to add, Carl, before we open up the lines for questions. If anybody heard something, or if you'd like to hear how Carl can help you, maybe. Just in case this call gets kind of long, Carl, do you mind just sharing your company name again, maybe your phone number and email address?
It's Carl Humes. And the company name is Hometown Commercial Roofing. Phone number is 214-808-2621. And my email address is Carl, C-A-R-L, at hometowncommercialroofing.com. And also, Jonathan, there was one thing that we didn't even discuss. And that's the Choice Roof Group lead that I received just a couple of days ago or last week. And I went out and was talking to the property management firm that had researched Choice Roof Group. And now I'm looking at probably right around 1 million to 1.5 million square foot of roofing. And over the last week, he has given me four jobs to get started on. One of those is 68,800 and something square foot, and that today is 100,000 square foot.
That's awesome. Yeah, thanks for remembering to share that. So, does anybody have any questions for Carl? I mean, anything at all? Like, maybe, well, I'll just leave it completely open. I won't even give any suggestions.
What is MR system?
The metal restoration on a metal roof.
Maybe, Carl, why don't you explain a little bit about maybe comparing replacing a metal roof and then doing that metal restoration system, and what all it takes to do a roof like that?
Oh, it's a tremendous cost saver. And hang on one second. So if we go up there. It's a tremendous cost saver for the building owner. You don't have to expose their building to the elements or anything of that nature. You don't even have to close down their operations in most cases to get up there and put a coating on the system. It'll inhibit the rust, and you can add 18, 20 years or more to the roof lifespan just by coating the roof versus replacing it. And it's at pretty much a fraction of the cost. If you're going to tear off a metal roof, depending on how much work is involved and what all you got, but just a basic price of about $7 a square foot versus you can go in there and coat it for around $3 a square foot and make about 40% profit on the job. So it's a tremendous deal for them, and it's it helps them save on energy costs and
It's a tax write-off as well, so.
Well, why don't you share a little bit what it's like actually doing the system, like how big of a crew, how many days, just in case someone hasn't done a coding before.
I run with a crew of six, which on an MR system is actually a little more than you need. You really only need about four guys. And you can go in there and get it prepped and cleaned and ready to go, depending on the size. Say if you got a 10,000 square foot MR system, for me and my guys, it took us 3 days to do one that size, and significantly faster than tearing everything off and redoing it. Basically, you go in and you clean the surface, metal etch it, scrub it, pressure wash it, and then you come in and you apply a primer to the entire roof, and then you come in and you base coat and fabric your seams, and then you come in and you apply your top coat to that, and you're done. Cleanup is minimal. I mean, it's great. I can't imagine actually having to go in and tear off a lot of these roofs now when you can go in and be in and out in 2 to 3 days, and customer has a complete roof system that's watertight, monolithic, with no seams, no screw holes, or anything in it.
Awesome. Do we have any other questions for Carl?
Hey Carl, I'm actually just getting started in this industry. Do you have any tips or words of encouragement for getting started in this industry?
Yes, absolutely. And one of it's Jonathan actually put a post on Facebook about it the other day. Basically, whatever you believe and think you can do, you can achieve. And just, for me, it was always being kind of stubborn and hard-headed. I had several people telling me, no, don't do that. Just do what you're doing. You're doing good. Stay with that. Or, even when I first started it, some people telling me, don't do that. Just go to work for somebody else and, get a paycheck and all of that. And I was just stubborn enough to stay focused and believe that I could achieve my dream. And it is possible. And it is definitely possible with this group. I use it all the time. There's always, questions and concerns and everything. And there's somebody there that can help answer those questions or those concerns and guide you in the right way. So just believe it and stay focused and go do it.
Thank you.
All right. Does anybody else have a question? Well, I guess I'd like to just say a few words about Carl myself. I don't get to know everybody quite as well as I've gotten to know Carl. We talk on the phone, I'd say definitely an average of once a week, and then there's times where it's, more than that. But, Carl's just one of those guys that he's solid all the way through. And, we spent some time together down in Dallas when we had our workshop there. I think it was back in April, and got to know him even a lot better. I've talked to his wife, and we really appreciate what Carl has done in Dallas, representing the group well. What really makes this work is having people who care about each other and really want to help each other. We can't do nearly as much on our own, and sometimes, our group members, they'll help each other, and there's really no direct return, but with everybody, you know, sharing tips or, I mean, I have some really incredible examples, even outside of roofing, just being there, you know, as a friend. But, you know, it'd be too personal to share, you know, stuff publicly maybe. But if you guys are, you know, looking for someone that can help you, you know, what Carl has done in just such a short amount of time and the way he figures stuff out on his own even, I mean, he does, you know, reach out to the group and post, you know, some pictures to ask what others would do. But, you know, there are times he tells me what he's done. Or just like on that roof, I didn't even know, you know, what he said about the other roofers coming in and offering solutions. He never asked me, you know, what I would do or, I mean, it's possibly talk to Sam, but I don't think that was, that happened either. And, you know, Carl's just one of those guys, he'd help anybody. So, you know, I just wanted to open it up to, if you guys are interested in doing some more commercial and, you'd like to work with someone like Carl, you know, you can always reach out to him. Again, his company name is Hometown Commercial Roofing, and you can reach him at Carl at hometowncommercialroofing.com or call him at 214-808-2621. And if you just, you know, want to know more about his personal story, you know, you can call him for that as well. Carl, is there any particular time during the day or the week that you'd be a little bit more open to talking to someone for a while?
Well, any time except for Sunday or, you know, late in the evenings. I'm normally at home with my family by, you know, 7 o'clock, and I don't really do much after that. So any other time would be
okay.
Be fine. Monday through Saturday. And I also would also like to add to that, Jonathan. You know, I do believe my very first roof after I had went through the MR training and was going out and talking to people and doing things. I had got on a, I think it was 25,000 square foot roof, and was real concerned about bidding it and doing a few other things with it because it was the largest job that I've done. And I got on the phone and I called Sam up, and Sam's about 2 hours away from me. And I told Sam, I said, you know, hey, I got this roof. I would really like some guidance and help bidding it, and maybe even some help trying to close the sale. And Sam immediately told me, you know, we'll schedule an appointment, let me know when it is, and I'll make it there. And he drove 2 hours to come look at this roof with me, spent about an hour and a half with me, helping me bid the job and get everything in order and make it look good, and just kind of discussing everything with me. And, you know, he never even mentioned anything about, you know, give me any money for coming or any of that. And that was, you know, something that really kind of stuck with me. He just dropped what he was doing, came out, and helped me to do that. And I thought that was absolutely amazing.
Well, that's the best part, I think. You know, we all need help every so often. And, you know, I just love everything that, you know, has been happening this year, especially, you know, it was hard to get people to really believe it, you know, when we put this together. I mean, the roots go back maybe 10 years, but, you know, this really started to take hold about 3 years ago. And every year it just gets better and better and better and faster. And, but, you know, when it comes right down to it, it wouldn't be possible, you know, without people like Sam and, you know, people like you too. I mean, you know, you've brought on two individuals, and, you know, I'm really excited to see how things go, especially when you come out to Kansas City next month with all of us. I guess, you know, actually I should bring that out in the call. We're going to be in Kansas City. Conklin has a business seminar October 2 through 4, and then the MR training that Carl went through back in last November, that'll be October 5th. So, you know, if you'd like to come out and meet us all, you know, that would be a phenomenal opportunity. And you can call, you know, us at Choice Roof Group. You can call Carl, and, you know, we can get that all set up. But I don't know. I guess if anybody doesn't have any other questions to ask, we'll close out the call. But I really wanted Carl to get the opportunity to share his story. I mean, it's very unique, and there's a lot of other things, you know, that's part of that. But I don't know. I just
hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Daryl. How you doing?
Hey, Daryl.
I just called in. I was listening to you guys, and just letting you know, just still digging over here, just trying to get ends meet here. You know what I'm saying? I still got, you know, a few things I need to get straightened out before I actually tackle. Like I was telling you before, you know what I'm saying? I'm putting money together so I can do my cold calling and send out my flyers and stuff like that. Just coming up, I've been, you know, talking with various people as far as like at the city of Asheville and stuff like that, where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get up there, so when I do get everything in order, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to be one of the people to be able to bid on the city of Asheville's work, too. So that's what I've been doing here pretty much, just trying to get everything lined up, you know, get all my ducks in a row before I, you know, hit that road running real hard again. But, yeah,
absolutely.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys up there October the 5th up there. I'll be up there, too.
Oh, great. Well, I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, I'm bringing my son up there to get his training. So, you know, he's going to hopefully be a partner, so, you know, here pretty soon. So, you know, and I think I may have one other guy that might be coming with me, too. So we'll see here. And I'll probably be calling you tomorrow because I told him that one of my people that's up above me is probably will call him, too, just to give him an idea of, you know, what entailed with Conklin's and Torres Roof Group and stuff like that.
That's awesome. Well, I'm even more excited now.
Oh, you and me both. You know what I'm saying? And remember that roof I was telling you about when we first started back in February? It's still in play. You know what I'm saying? He hadn't made any decisions yet, but still in play. So.
Okay.
I'm just like I told him, I was like, you know what I'm saying, I'm not in a rush to do anything, you know what I'm saying, I just want to make sure I got all my ducks in order before I hit this thing hard.
Right. Yeah, and that's important, but, you know, it's been great how you've hung in there, and every day I know you're pushing forward, and Phil's really excited about what you're doing down in North Carolina, too.
Yeah, it's a must. You know what I'm saying? It's just a matter of fact when. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm waiting on. It's not like I'm not doing anything. It's like when. When all of it comes together in the right places, you know what I'm saying? Oh, whoa, watch out. You know what I'm saying? I like Carl. You know what I'm saying? I listen to what you said, and it's phenomenal once everything falls in place. You know what I'm saying? And once that stuff hits you like that, you know, you'd be like, wow, I wish I'd have did this long time ago, you know. But you know what I'm saying? It's phenomenal. I lay there every night thinking about it, like, you know, I can't wait. Fun thing.
That's really great. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. I didn't even know you were planning on coming. I'm so stoked.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. So like I got to. Yeah. If anything, you know what I'm saying, I just like come down there just to listen to you guys talking, listen to, you know, like Sam and the rest of them talk and stuff like that. So, you know, inspiring, you know what I'm saying? The next thing you know, you come back and be like, yeah, I'm pumped now, I'm pumped.
That was the same way I felt when I came back from the 3-day advanced training. I came back and, I mean, I was just on fire, and that was when I really, really turned it up, you know, just going through that training and listening to everybody and being a part of that was really, really motivational and really lit a fire under me.
Yeah, it's something. I mean, believe me. I mean, to me, you know what I'm saying, I wish they do the hand. hands-on training too, you know what I'm saying, tie that in somehow, because I would love to do that, you know what I'm saying, too. But I'm about to do that little hands-on training there too. So I'm just getting prepared. Yeah. I'm getting my son down there, and then as soon as I get him down there, then we're going to make plans to do the hands-on training too. So we go through that.
Yeah, that's what the, awesome. The three-day training was. They had hands-on, and it was very, very informative and very, very good in depth, showing you how to do things. And that's something
and
else.
And one more thing before, you know, we get off this phone. I've been chewing, working with this Park Ridge Hospital for the last about 4 or 5 months here. You know what I'm saying? Doing a lot of patchwork up there on their job. You know what I'm saying? Just building a relationship. This is a hospital. It's probably, the roof on it is probably around about 40, maybe 50 years old, and they got a EPDM on there, and it's a ballast system where, you know what I'm saying, they just got the rocks on top of the rubber, and the rubber's not even fastened down. But what happened is along the top where they use a termination bar along the top, you know what I'm saying, they use a crappy caulk along the top, and it's been cracking and letting water down the walls and stuff like that. Well, I've been doing it like a fabric reinforcement along that top edge and then using a liquid EPDM to recoat it. But, you know what I'm saying, there's talks in the plan right now to do the whole roof. So I've been laying the groundwork as far as that go, you know, and showing them how good our products are. And they said out of all the roofers that came out there and done work, you know what I'm saying, my solution works for them. So that being said, you know what I'm saying, I'm looking forward, hopefully, somewhere in the next probably 6-7 months, probably redoing that whole roof. And I would say that's somewhere in the neighborhood of around maybe 400,000 to 500,000 square feet.
Wow.
Awesome.
And that's just one of the hospitals. They own several hospitals. They own Moore Mission Hospital here in Asheville, and they own and that's Park Ridge Parks, which is all the same company and stuff like that. So just getting the foot in the door with them, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, man, you know, you know what I'm saying? That's how it starts out. You, even if it's just repair, you don't, no matter what it is, go in and do your best job, and you know, and do what you're supposed to do. And like I said, that stuff goes along with them people, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Especially when the product works.
That's something else I would like to add to this, Jonathan, as well, is, you know, I've also got a TPO certification as well as my Conklin products certification. And, you know, I've been to 3 separate trainings with Conklin, and every one of them was in-depth and very, very well put together and knowledgeable, and I left there feeling like I really earned something and I really learned something. And then I went and got a TPO certification, and the guy handed me a binder and a DVD and gave me a authorization number and said, here you go, go study this, and you're certified. And I was like,
wow,
really?
And that's all it was, so that, to get that TPO certification?
Yes. It depends on which TPO you're going after. I just got one just for, you know, my personal, like, retrofits or something that just to offer one more solution to a problem, and it was a Mulehide TPO certification. Very simple, very easy. There was nothing to it, and I was just amazed that, you know, that was all they did. They handed me a book and a DVD and said, go study this. Here's your certification number to call in and order your products and use your warranty.
Well,
and
I think that's a great thing, but the only thing bad about that TPO, you know what I'm saying, we got a lot of people up here in, where I'm at, you know what I'm saying, like just putting that TPO down, and they've been having lots and lots of problems. So if that's the case, you know what I'm saying, they're not really doing a disservice doing like that. They really need to go over that weld, You know what I'm saying? Because that's the problems they're having around here. It's the well, you know what I'm saying? Like they just built a brand new outlet mall up here, and the thing ain't no more like 5 months old, and it's already been leaking all over the place. So that to me, that's not a good thing right there. As far as like just give you a manual and tell you to look at CD and then go at it. You know what I'm saying? They really need to go over that well a lot.
Well, see, that was kind of my whole point behind mentioning that was, you know, Conklin takes you in. They give you a welder and show you how to weld the joints and, you know, put it together, how to do a scupper and how to do a drain. And you actually had hands-on. It was 3 days worth of training. Everything we discussed, we had hands-on training doing it, and actually had a good working knowledge of how it went together and things when we were done versus somebody just handing me a DVD and a pamphlet and saying you're certified.
Right.
And to me it was, you know, where's the quality control? Where's the, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to jump in here because I actually use this, maybe not quite bring out the training side of it, but, you know, when I'm talking to a building owner or even contractors, and, you know, there are times, especially on, you know, more of the outskirts of the U.S., you know, if you're more in the Midwest, everybody's heard of Conklin. But, you know, if I hear, well, I've never heard of Conklin before, my first reply is always go online and type in Conklin Roofing Complaints, Conklin Roofing Reviews, and try to find just more than just a few bad things said about Conklin. And then when you're done, whatever products you're using or you've thought about using, or, and it doesn't even have to be roofing, just any building product, do the same thing, and you will see total night and day difference every single time. And, you know, there's two reasons for that. You know, number one, the quality control, and not just with the trainings, but also the product itself. There's a lot of coating companies out there that they don't make their own coatings. Conklin formulated and manufactures their own coatings 100%, always have since 1977. You know, they're the first to introduce the first acrylic elastomeric white roof coating, and they've got the track record to back up their warranty. It's incredible when you really start getting into it, but there's that side of it, you know, the quality control. But the second part that make sure that Conklin, you know, maintains its reputation is the way that contractors help contractors. There's no salesperson in the middle. There's no, you know, supply house or distributor, you know, who gets in the line and, you know, takes out, you know, some of the profit without actually giving the end user anything of value. With Conklin, when you buy a Conklin product, the person who's helping you in the way that no one else can, and that would be the contractor that sponsored you, you know, no one's going to be able to help anyone do more business than the person actually out there successful doing that business. When you're learning from manufacturers or equipment dealers on how to sell a roof or how to apply a roof, and, you know, the person you're talking to, that sales rep, they've never sold a commercial roof in their life. They've never inspected one. All they know is how to sell their product, how to use, you know, the right words so that, you know, you use their stuff or, you know, take you out to fancy dinners. But when it really comes down to it, they can't help you like a contractor actually out in the field closing deals. You know, that is why, you know, Carl has a story that he has. And then also why, you know, Conklin and our group has a reputation that we do. It's because the actual service providers out there in the field are the ones benefiting from helping each other rather than, you know, a brand or, you know, a distributor or a salesperson. But, you know, actually giving those commissions to someone, you know, who would then be motivated to share their trade secrets, there's nothing better, and there's nothing else out there like it in the roofing field. So I kind of wanted to bring that out. You know, if if you're frustrated, you know, with products that don't perform, or, you know, companies like the one that Carl mentioned, you know, they don't care about their quality control. And then when you go out and sell that product and they have issues, you know, people blame the product. They don't always just blame the installer. And,
yeah, they,
you know, for
companies. Yeah, because somebody does a bad job, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's the first thing they want to blame is the product. You know what I'm saying? I said, well, did you check on who installed it? You know what I'm saying? Because if they wouldn't have been did a bad job, then, you know what I'm saying, they really not doing that product a disservice, you know what I'm saying, just going up there doing it and then not doing it right, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, if you do it wrong, then the product's going to be a bad product, you know what I'm saying, no matter how you do it. But it's funny you said that, it's because I've been getting to some of Conklin's competitors, you know what I'm saying, calling me, trying to get me to switch to their product and stuff like that, and I told them, you know, Conklin is the original person that brung the this roof coating out, and I started explaining to them about Conklin's and stuff like that. Then they said it sounded like a good product, the main sales guy, you know what I'm saying. So that it's funny, you know what I'm saying. I was like, yeah, I said we don't give warranties like 30 and 40 years and tell you that, you know what I'm saying, you have to recoat, you know, at the certain time, you know what I'm saying, like that. We give a non-prorated warranty 18 years and stuff like that. And I said, if it something fails, then we come back and fix it at our expense. I said, and that to me, that's a warranty.
Right.
I said, you know, so when somebody say you got to recoat, that to me, that's right there saying that's not a good product.
Well, yeah, actually, I experienced that myself. I got a fancy car about, I don't know, 7-8 years ago, and I decided, okay, I want the best wax job out there, and I was told that this particular compound had a 5-year warranty. Well, this is kind of funny, because my uncle actually ended up getting involved and bought that company and changed things around. But he actually worked there, you know, like 15 years ago, and that's how I knew about them. They were just the applicators. They weren't actually the ones that installed the product. But the point is, a year after, you know, I had that installed, the water was no longer beating up. I saw the scratches starting to come through. And I called him. I was like, why in the world am I having this in the first year? I just went through one winter and it's already gone. And that's when I found out that, yeah, you've got a 5-year warranty, but you have to come in for what they call maintenance every year, which is reapplying the product.
You know what I'm saying? Why don't you elaborate on that a little bit more? You know what I'm saying? Instead of saying, you know, you get a 5-year warranty, warranty for 5 years, but you have to come in for maintenance, you know what I'm saying, to keep it. You know what I'm saying? Looking, you know, that's crazy. Yeah?
Right.
I'm just be straight up. You know what I'm saying? That's how I try to be with my customers. I'm going to be straight up as possible. You know what I'm saying? Is, you know, if it has to be done after 10 years, I'm going to tell you it has to be done after 10 years instead of just saying, yeah, we give you a 20-year warranty and then don't say nothing else about the warranty, you know?
Yep.
Hey, one thing I would like to add while y'all are talking about that as well, today I actually went out and looked at a 50,000-square-foot roof that was 4 years old. It was a TPO membrane that was installed on a commercial property, and about 3 years into it, they started having problems with it. It was leaking and so forth and so on. So the company actually called out another roofer who was going to put a coating on it, which they did. And I got up there and was looking at it. And the coating, you know, they never done either. They didn't have any training and they just figured they could slap a coating on it or something. It kind of goes back to how well Conklin trains and other members give advice. And both these guys, the person who originally installed the roof, installed it improperly, left off a bunch of T-patches, no walk pads, different things of that nature. And then the other guy who decided he was going to coat it just got up there and sprayed some kind of coating on it that just was not sticking. I could walk up to it, and I started pulling it, and it literally just started peeling off like paint, like it was nothing. You know, it was just pulling off. So that
sound like being prepared, right?
Yeah, it's just they didn't know what they were doing. They didn't have a group to rely on to ask a question or something. They were probably just out there trying to figure it out with no real working knowledge of their product that they was using or
right.
the roof system that they was applying it to. And, you know, of course, everything failed. And that's, you know, that's one of the benefits of the group. You know, you learn things all the time. Every day I can get on Facebook in the group and learn something new and figure things out. And it's just, it's awesome. I can't say enough good things or recommend it enough from, you know, it's been a life-changing experience for me. Completely and utterly life-changing.
Well, that's awesome, Carl. I appreciate you saying that more than you know.
Yeah. I say I ain't even really got started yet, you know what I'm saying? And it's already been a life-changing experience for me.
Well, thanks, Daryl. I just absolutely love your passion, and I'm definitely looking forward to seeing you again next month.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait. Like I said again, you know what I'm saying, I'm looking forward to it, you know what I'm saying. It's been a long time, you know what I'm saying, since the last time I've been down there. Not really that long. It's just like, what, last November, I guess that's when it was.
Right, yeah, the first time.
Does any of the new people on the line have any questions or anything like that they'd like to discuss?
Well, we do actually have quite a few still on the line. We don't usually go a full hour, but this is pretty incredible.
Well,
just keep digging and keep hanging in there. You're going to get somewhere. That's all you got to do. You got a world of wealth and help at your fingertips. All you got to do is pick up the phone and ask. I'm telling you, it's something special.
All right, Carl, I think you covered it all really well. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I know one of the questions that most new guys have is, you know, how is this going to benefit my company? How is it going to benefit me? You know, and like I was saying, and you said as well, it's not about a product. This group is, you know, yes, we all kind of come under Conklin and their products, but you know, there's still other products available and things of that nature, but it's more about the group experience, more about the network, and just all the potential that it has. And, I mean, it can greatly, I have literally seen double my income since I joined Choice Roof Group, and that's because I believed in it, used it, focused on it, and made the changes necessary to go.
All right, guys. Well, hey, thanks everyone who hung in there, you know, the full hour. I hope you leave this call feeling inspired, motivated to, you know, make a change. I know there's not much time left this year, but there's always time to do things differently. So, you know, if you ever want to reach out, we're here to help. But I hope everybody has a great night. And, you know, if you ever need anything, feel free to reach out.
Will do.
All right. Thanks everybody for being on the call. And you have a good night, Jonathan.
Thanks, Carl. You too.